Okay, so let's get started in the Gemara, Ayin Gimel on the base. Okay. It's just a little bit complicated, the pshat, but we're going to take up the question of Machlokas in Shuas about Kolel. All right, so let's get the pshat straight first. Go ahead. Who wants to read? Awesome. So the Gemara is investigating the fact that the Mishnah says Yom HaKippurim Osir V'Achila Shisiyah Rechita V'Sicha V'Niyasana Tashmi. Okay, but it's focusing on the Achila and Shisiyah right now. Go ahead, what's the implication? Osir
On his person.
Right, so what do you mean to say it's Osir? That's an understatement. It's on his Karis.
Rabbi Lai V'Itema Rabbi Yirmiya Lo Nitzcha El Chatzi Shir.
Okay, so he says like this. It's not a problem. How does it work out?
If you want to say according to Yirmiya that it's teaching us, come teach us Chatzi Shir.
No, it's either Rabbi Lo or Rabbi Yirmiya, but they're both saying the same thing, that it's coming to teach us. It's for the case of Chatzi Shir. So what does that mean? Kigon Pachos Mikosevas Agasa. Shishir Liyom HaKippurim, Kidnam Masizin. V'chilo Sholim Shi'ura Kares Leika Isura Ika. So the case, what does it mean? It's Asur B'Achila, as opposed to being Chayev Kares B'Achila. So it means to say, if you ate half the less than the shear of Kosevas Hagasa, that's the shear by Yom Kippur. If you ate less than the shear of Kosevas Hagasa, so then what? Then what? Then there would be no kares, but it would be aser. It would be aser. Chatzi shear, again, Rashi has. Klomer pachos mikashir aser min haTorah lekamim b'shmaita darish lei. Mikol chelav. No, it's not a Yom Kippur din. It's a universal din. We'll darshan it later from Kol Chelav. But at least in all these Suri Achila, it's a question if it's in things that don't have to do with Achila. But certainly in terms of all these Suri Achila, there's an Isser of Chatzi Shir.
Everywhere else,
Aser? So the Lashon everywhere else is not usually a problem of Aser, because it usually is just Chayav Malkus. So Aser makes sense with Malkus. But Kares, is bothersome. Go ahead.
So, why do you
okay, so that's good if you say Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTorah. So then it makes sense. Yom HaKippurim is Aser B'Achila B'Shasiyah. There's an Issa D'Raisa of Achila and Shasiyah. Even if there's no Onesh by until Kares. So what does that show you, though? What does that show you? Just stop for a minute, just a quick observation. What does it mean to say that there's an Isser Achila on a Chatzi Shir, but no Kares until the Shir of Kosevas Agasa?
The Isser
Torah? No, this is saying even if you're going to say Isser Torah, Honichel Amanda Machatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah. Any amount is aser, but you only get the onesh on the full shear. It would be the same thing for anything. Malkus you wouldn't get until you have a kezias. Any type of onesh. So what does that mean? Without saying too much, the most basic thing to say, yeah. So iser and onshim are different systems. Okay, it's not commensurate. Doesn't mean there's an onesh for every violation of for every maisa iser. There's a certain the system of iser is one system. System of onshim is a separate. They don't have to work in the same exactly parallel or exactly together. So it's not a problem. It's not a steer to say You violated the Isser Doraisa of Achila Biyom HaKippurim. But that's in terms of the system of Isser and Heter. There's no, it's Asser. But in terms of Onshim, there's a Shear for the Onish. There's no Shear for the Isser, but there's a Shear for the Onish. That's saying something without saying too much. What do you want to be a little bolder? If you want to be a little bolder. Okay, all right. We're gonna keep it at that. Go ahead. So anyway, but the Mishnah works out. As long as you say there's nisur chatzishir, min haTorah, it's fine. Go ahead.
The itmar chatzishir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Aser min haTorah Reish Lakish Amar Mutar min haTorah.
Right. So Laman Amar chatzishir Mutar min haTorah Ma'ikel Meimar. So what are you going to do for that mandamar? He's going to be left out in the cold over here. And is a we know that it's a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, Chatzi Shir is Asar Min HaTorah. And Reish Lakish says, it's Mutar Min HaTorah. So what so hanich ala Rabbi Yochanan? Ala Reish Lakish ma'ik ala meimar, right? That's the problem. Yeah.
If it's Asar Min HaRabbanon.
Okay, so Reish Lakish is Moda, that it's Asar Min HaRabbanon. Umas Nisan, Nami Midrabban Komar. So we could answer for Reish Lakish. Semantically, it's not a problem. The Mishnah says Aser, and Aser could mean Midrabban. Okay, so that's where we're at. We're at the point now that we've backed Reish Lakish into the corner, and the only way he can read this Mishnah, according to the way to the line of reasoning that we're taking up now. The only way he can read this Mishnah is if he holds Chatzi Shir is Asar Midrabanan. Otherwise, he's going to have trouble with the Mishnah. Correct? Because the Mishnah, the Gemara right now is learning that Asar is going on Achila and Shasiya. So if it's going on Achila and Shasiya, and it says only Asar, that means no Kares. And so has the case of Achila, there's Asar and no Kares. So Rabbi Yochanan has no problem Chatzi Shir is Asar Midrabanan. Reish Lakish is going to have to say it's Asa Midrabanan, because we know he holds Chatzishir as Mutar Midrash. Okay? So now, the whole next step of the Gemara, which goes all the way to the top of Ayin Dalet, is a sophisticated argument over here, trying to prove that Reish Lakish doesn't hold Chatzishir as Asar, even Midrabanan. Okay, that's what the Gemara is. That's the argument the Gemara is trying to make, okay? But in the course of making this argument, we're going to enter into a whole new topic, okay? And we're going to take that as an opportunity to just focus on that topic. We're not really going to go into the context of the question right now, okay? The question we'll have to save for another day. Go ahead. So what's the interesting this new case that we have? Ihachi, go ahead. Okay, so if it's true, Rashi, if it's true, Ihachi, if it's so.
Ihachi del Reish Lakish, midrabanan.
Right, if Reish Lakish agrees that it's Asar midrabanan.
Lona chayav alei karban shvua. Hanishba shelo yochal chatzi shir midvar iser, ba'achal, lona chayav alei karban shvua bitui.
So if it's true that there's no Isser Midrabanan, so a person should not be chayav a korban shvua if he makes a shvua not to eat a chatzi shir, let's say, of nevela. Okay. And he eats it. He'll be over, and he should not be chayav a korban shvua for eating a chatzishir of nevela. If he makes a shvua, I'm not going to eat a chatzishir of nevela, and he eats that chatzishir of nevela, he shouldn't be chay of a carbon. If it's asur midrabanan. Why? Now, first of all, what are we talking about? What's the general idea of, what does it mean a carbon shvua? So that's what Rashi says. It's called a shvua's bitoy. Right. So what does it mean? It means to say in general. If a person makes a shvua to do something or to not do something, makes a shvua, let's say, not to eat grapes, and he goes ahead and eats the grapes, so then he'll be chayev for carbon shua. Okay. So what if he makes the shua not to eat a kezias of nevela, and he eats the nevela? So then he'll be over nevela for sure, right? Because it's nevela. But the question is, will his shvua be chal on the nevela? And will he also be chayav a carbon for eating the nevela? Okay, so we have a rule that nishba lekayim es ha-mitzvah v'lo kayim, potter. Oh, nishba levata v'lo botal, potter. So which one is our case? It's a little bit counterintuitive, but this is called nishba lekayim. Okay? Now, as a person takes a shua not to eat nevela, so that's already a mitzvah not to eat nevela. So he's taking a shua to do what the mitzvah says. Mitzvah says don't eat nevela. So he's taking a shua to fulfill the mitzvah. Right? Don't eat nevela. Good? Mm-hmm. And he eats nevela, so then we have a rule. He shouldn't be chayev, he won't be chayev for that shua. Why? Does that make any sense? Why should that be so? Go ahead. We have to get a little deeper into this.
Alma, Tana, Shvushlo, Ochel, V'Achal, Nebelos, V'Trefos, Shkatsim, V'Ramashim, Chayev.
So if a person, so this is like the case we're talking about, if a person takes a Shvua not to eat, okay, he takes a shvua not to eat. And he eats nevelos, trefos, shkatsim, or ramosim, so he eats iser. So the Tanakhama says, chayev, Rebbe Shimon, poter. Okay? So now, v'avinan ba, the Gemara discusses it. What's the discussion?
Am I chayev?
So we're going to, the problem in this case is the side that says chayev. Why? Because it's nishba l'kayim v'kayim. Right? But what does that mean? What's the problem? Go ahead. Am I chayev?
Moshva v'omeg mehar Sinai.
Ah. Am I chayev? He's called a mushba v'omeg mehar Sinai. V'havale nishba l'kayim es mitzvah. So let's just understand the basic logic over here. Okay, what's the basic logic? The basic logic goes like this. Someone want to explain to me the basic logic of mushba v'omeg? Yeah. So, in other words, shvua, a shvua already exists on nevela. I already am under the obligation of a shvua by nevela. So I can't make a shvua on top of a shvua, basically. I already am mushba v'omeg. I already can't eat nevela. So what is don't eat nevela on a can't eat nevela already? There's nothing to add. I'm not adding anything. There's nothing additional to the shvua that I already took when we accepted Torah at Sinai. So that's called a mushba v'omed mehar Sinai. Okay? Means to say that shvua is in the realm of your action. Right? What's the difference between shvua and neder? So shvua is in terms of the gavra, that he won't do something, or he will do something. That's in the realm of maisa. And neder, we say, is in the realm of the cheftza. Okay? Neder means I make the cheftza like a cheftza shel carbon. Like a cheftza shel iser. Right? And how far did you get in the dorm there, Sammy? Did that part. Okay. So one second. So that's the nafkamina, right? That's the nafkamina. If a person makes a neder, for instance, to be mevata l'mitzvah. So what's the neder? Person makes a neder that he will not eat matzah on Leil Pesach. Let's say a person makes that neder. Makes a neder. I will not eat matzah on Leil Pesach. Okay? What happens? What's the din? The neder is not... Did I say neder?
Yeah, yeah.
I meant shua. Person makes a shua not to eat matzah on Leil Pesach. Okay? So what happens to the shua? Nothing. It's never chal. Why? Because he already had an existing shvua to eat matzah on Leil Pesach. So he already was a mushba v'omeid. He already was sworn to eat matzah. So that maisa was already sort of dictated from a prior obligation. So he can't take another shvuah to counteract it. I can take a shvuah not to eat something else because that's free. There's the realm of my free choice, and that's what shvuah is. Shvuah is in the realm of your free choice. You amazingly so, but you can make isurim, and they'll have real halachic consequences, right? But not where the Torah already has occupied the space. Okay, so if a person says that he will not eat matzah on Leil Pesach, he must eat matzah, and he's not going to violate his shvuah. Because his shvuah just doesn't count. He's a mush baviyomi. Ah, but let's say a person says, all matzah is aser to me on Leil Pesach, b'neder, then it's chal. Because he's simply, that's in the cheftza. That's just making the cheftza unavailable to him. The cheftza is not, there's no idea of a mushba v'omid by the cheftza. Cheftza is just an object. Mushba v'omid means I already have an obligation to do something. So I can't make a new Torah din to say not to do what the Torah, what I'm already obligated to do, which I'm mushba already. But I could go ahead and destroy all the matzah, let's say I go around to the world, and I destroy all the matzah that's in the world. So mamela, I can't do the mitzvah. I'm not making a shvua about the mitzvah. You understand? I'm not making a shvua against the mitzvah. I'm just making the asiyah impossible because the ingredient is missing. So that's the difference between neder and shvua. By shvua, it's in the framework of maisa. That maisa was already dictated as a chiyuv, and you already have a shvua on the maisa. It's impossible to make another shvua against the maisa. But the existence of matzah is just a prerequisite for the maisa mitzvah. It's not part of the mushba ve'omed element. So since neder is chal on a cheftza, nothing prevents the neder from being chal on matzah. So if a person would make a neder that all matzah is also to him on Leil Pesach, he wouldn't be able to eat it. And he would be like a guy, just put himself in a situation that he has absolutely no matzah. So he'll be mevatel yaseh. But it's chal. That's the key. You understand the chilek? That's your classic gavra cheftza chilek. Okay? And you see a clear nafkamina. Okay? But we're only focusing on shua. I just want you to know both of them, but we're focusing only on shua. Yeah. Okay. So that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question is, the side that says you're potter for eating the nevela and the trefa, that makes sense. That makes sense. Because he's already mushba. But how can you be chayav? In other words, how can the shua be chal on the nevelos for trefos? You're already a mushba of omeid. Now, it doesn't matter if you're going against the mitzvah or the same with the mitzvah. It's basically occupied territory. That maisa is not yours to talk about. It's not free. Okay? Go ahead.
Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Yochanan, the Amrina, the Amri Bekol, Devar Mabutarim, and Devar Ma'isurim.
Ah, so here's the answer. What's the answer? The answer is called Kolel. Go ahead. Bikolel. Bikolel. So what does it do? Shvua.
I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
Shvua shlo ochel lo basar shechuta lo basar nevela.
So what is his shvua? His shvua is not that I won't eat nevela. His shvua is I won't eat shechuta and nevela.
Okay. Dimogu dechayla.
Dimigu dechayla ahetera. Since it's chal on the heter, because there's nothing preventing it from being chal on the shchuta. It'll be chal on the iser. It's the old bootstrap method. Pulled yourself up by your own bootstraps. Which obviously is not possible. But it means to say that what? It's hard to understand, no? Since it's chal on the heter, it's also chal on the issur. Rabbi Shimon poter. So what's the machlokas? Rabbi Shimon poter. So now that you said it's kolel, now the problem is Rabbi Shimon. Why does he say it's pater? Right? If you say the case was a straight shul on the vela, then the side that says pater makes sense, and the side that says chayiv is not possible. It's unintelligible. So we said, no, the case is kolel. So now I'm adding in my shvua that I won't eat shchuta and the vela. So now we answered how you can be chayiv. We don't really understand it yet, but we answered iser kolel will make the shchuta, just like the shchuta will be chayiv, you'll be chayiv on the nevela too. And what does Rabbi Shimon say? He says it's pater. He doesn't hold from the idea of iser kolel. He just does not hold from that idea. So what does it come out? It comes out that everybody agrees you couldn't make a shvua on something that you already mushbav omed mi'ar Sinai. So if a person made a straight shvua on nevela, it wouldn't be chal. It would be zero. Right? But the machlokas is, if he makes it on shchuta and nevela, does that somehow piggyback the nevela onto the shchuta? And does it somehow now become that he'll be chayev on nevela as well? Even though he's a mushbav omed. Yeah. Right? And by the way, when you say that Rabbi Shimon says you're pater, you'll be chayev on the shchuta. You'll be chayev on the shchuta for sure. Right? Lest you're trying to make like some super unit svara, you know? Some unit svara.
But it's migo sounds separate.
Migo is separate. Now, I just want to let you know, I don't want to go into this topic really because it's more complicated, but this question of kolel is not just by shua. It's by the general question of iser chal iser. Okay? That's a general question. Is iser chal on iser? Okay? So for instance, there's another case the Gemara brings down, and it says, let's say you have nevela, and then it turns on, and then Yom Kippur starts. So Rabbi Shimon says you'd be putter on the nevela. You wouldn't be chayev in Isser Yom Kippur if you ate that nevela.
So the answer.
If you had nevela, usser, right? And then Yom Kippur starts, so that would be the same achlokas of Isser Kolel. According to Rabbi Shimon, you'd be putter for Yom Kippur. You'd be chayev in nevela, of course. Because it already was nevela, and now the Issur Yom Kippur can't be chal on top of it. And the Rabbanim would say, no, since Yom Kippur is including other things, it'll also include nevela. Any food you want to eat is Issur Yom Kippur. It's kol el devarim acherim. It's the same question. It's the same question. It's not unique because it's a shua. It's just the same question. Logical question. It's the same question. Not necessarily logical, but it's the same question. It's a halacha question. It's not a logical question. Right? You know what I mean by that? Logical means that like it intrinsically has to be. It's just laws of logic. It's like axioms of thought, rules of thought. Halacha question means given the within the halachic system, how do things work? No necessary logic that says it has to be one way or the other way. And the rules of halacha. It has to do with the rules of halacha. They make sense, but they're not demanded by, they're not necessary. In other words, it's the same thing. What is Yom Kippur telling you not to do? Not to eat the pig? I couldn't eat the pig either. I couldn't eat the pig yesterday. So Yom Kippur didn't tell me not to eat the pig. Right? Doesn't matter if it's you or Yom Kippur. So the question is, if we all agree to the premise Ein Isser Chalal Isser, right, where it's exactly a duplicate of the original Isser, if the second Isser is a duplicate of the original Isser, and we all agree Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Okay? That In other words, if I'd want to say it in an abstract form, we say, Isser is not, if you say the Shita of Isser Kolel, saying Isser is not Chal on Isser unless the second Isser is more inclusive than the first. More things become Usser. If the second one results in more things being Usser, then it's Chal. But if the second one does not result in more things being Usser, then it won't be Chal. So Shvuah is just a simple case because he's pinpointing one thing, Nevela. So was the Isser Nevela, was the Isser Shvuah including more things than the Isser Nevela was? Not if he said, I'm not going to eat Nevela. Right? So then it's not Chal. But if he says, I'm not going to eat the combo, I'm not going to order on the deli menu, I'm not going to have the, give me the Nevela Shchuta combo, right? Then he'll be Usser in the Nevela too. Why? Because it was Chal on Shchuta. It'll also be Chal on Nevela. Now we can say it, and we can learn the rule, and we can apply the rule, but we don't understand it. That's the problem. Because if it's a problem that Isser can't be Chal on Isser, because I'm already mushba on the first thing, I already can't do the first thing, so what's the difference that I add something else I can't do to it? It doesn't change the fact that I'm negating something that didn't exist. If the problem was saying Isser is not Chal and Isser is, I can't remove what was already absent, then adding something to it doesn't help. I mean, as I can't remove from myself with Shua the mice of eating the vela, because I already don't have the mice of eating the vela. So how does it help that I also say, and I won't eat Shchuta? It's still not there. So obviously that's not the problem of Ein Isser Chal Isser according to that side. Okay, so logically speaking, we could employ logic to analyze this question. In other words, if you're going to tell me that Chatzi, that Isser Kolel works, right? So what does it mean? It means, say, if I would go right up and say Nevela is Usser, it wouldn't be Chal. And if I say Shchuta and Nevela is Usser, it will be Chal. So that tells me that it's not an intrinsic problem of a Shvua being Chal on something that I'm Mushpa on. It's not an intrinsic problem. It's not like it's a contradiction in terms to have a shvua on a prior iser. Right? It's not a problem in the state of being. There's no intrinsic problem. It's not like saying something is hot cold, a square circle. It's not like that, right? You can't say, well, you can't make a square circle, but if you try to make, if you're also making a rectangle, then it's work. It doesn't make any sense. There's no idea of saying, but since you did this, we'll allow the square circle to exist. It's not up to us. It just doesn't exist. It's a non-entity. So if Ein Shvuah Chal al Isser or Ein Isser Chal Isser just means that there's no idea, it's just an illogical thing, then obviously adding something that makes sense to something that doesn't make sense doesn't carry over to the thing that doesn't make sense. It doesn't improve it, right? So therefore, it's not a problem of the state of being, it's a problem of getting there, right? It's the problem of getting there. Like you have cases like, yeah, and in your mind, you're familiar with a lot of cases like that. Like for instance, sometimes the Gemara will say, that we don't make a guy take a shvua for a certain thing. But if he's already taking a shvua for one thing, we'll throw in the other one too. Makes sense. Not that there's no idea of taking a shvua, but there's not enough force to make a guy to be involved in shvua. But if he's already involved in shvua, then we can tack on something else. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it has to have some logical form that it's not the fact that it can't exist, but you can't create it directly for some reason. Right? So that's at least the direction we have to be thinking in. It's a problem of creation, not a problem of existence. That's the problem. Right? Now just to clarify, if it's an existential problem, then you can't remedy it with anything, because a square circle is an existential problem, it just doesn't exist. You can't remedy that kind of problem. But sometimes there are barriers to entry. So for some reason, if I try to make the shvua chal on the Isser directly, it won't work. But there's a roundabout way to do it. I don't know why now, but I'm just saying you have to look for the problem in the making of the of the secondness or not in the existence of the secondness. If you're thinking in terms of the existence, you'll never be able to resolve it. You have to think of why won't it be chal when I make it directly, but why will it be chal when I make it with other things. Now, it's obviously the side that says that he doesn't hold from Kol El, you could work out with the existential idea, right? He's fine. Make the shvuah on Shchuta and the Vela, and the Vela just doesn't count. That makes sense. I can understand it. But the question is, the one who holds, you can work around it somehow and drag it in via including Shchuta.